No question. In the sprints, when the field events, the running events, where should we start with first the highlight of your day? I mean, there was a bunch of them.
Oh, yeah. It was actually a great day. We tried some things yesterday that were a little different. You know, we backed Paige is a great place to start. Paige Portner, senior, you know, is a great athlete for us. This will be her fourth year at state, hopefully in the 800 she came out because we didn't run her in the relay. She usually runs in the 2 mile relay, and we just decided that maybe three events were good. She didn't run the four, and so eight was her first thing. So it was kind of tough for her to wait around all day and then to run the eight. But she came out and then ran that. She ran a 2:22.99, and her best is 2:22.46 on our top 10, and so she was super close to that. It was a great race. You know, you had the girl from North Platte that won it that we don't have to see in districts. The Rasby girl was second, which we will see in districts, and we'll see at conference next week. And she ran a 2:20. Paige is definitely capable of doing that, so it'll be exciting to see at districts how that race runs out, because then the next two people behind her were from Kearney. So, and just a little plug in there, the one that she beat out at the line, and I don't know if this is a good thing because it's a family rivalry or something with me, but it was Dr. May from New West's daughter that she just beat out at the line. So that's a good thing for us to see sometimes.
You got bragging rights.
Yeah. Oh yeah. Well, I'm just saying it's nice. Yeah, I got the bragging rights. So next time I see him. And of course, her grandparents were my coaches in high school. So that's always fun. And then, you know, Paige came back and ran a leg on the short relay, the 4x1, which the 4x1 got third. Is that right? I think third. And ran a 51.04, so right there at 50. They've broken 50 the last couple meets, and they'll still be able to do that. We're probably going to change that relay up a little bit. I think when we go to conference, one of our athletes has a conflict. Layson's going to be gone, so she's not going to be there. And I think we'll run maybe Paige and something else again. And so we're going to put two other people on there. And then when we come back the next week, we will probably go to Best of the Midwest. It's just hard to have a week that you don't have a meet leading up to districts. And so we go to Best of the Midwest. And I think we'll probably run, it looks like, Layson Keller, Briley Morgan, Malia Hilker, and then Aspen Hazlett will go back on. We think we've got her back to where she's not going to injure anything or anything, and so I think that's probably what that relay will be, and then we'll see how it runs, and that's maybe what we'll do at districts. So it just gives us some time in the next week and a half to mess with that. And then Paige came back on the mile relay along with Jaylee Walgren, Layson Keller, and Emma Kappel, and ran well. They ran a 4:10, which is not their best, but within their best. And talking about somebody on there else besides Paige, because Paige came through and ran a 60, so she ran a 2:22 and then ran a 60 split, so it was a good day for her. And then Jaylee Walgren had a very, very busy day. Jaylee tried something yesterday, and it was her choice, not us. We didn't push her into this, but she tried something pretty difficult. She decided that she had ran the open eight in a JV meet just to try it, to see what she would be like.
That was down at Cambridge.
It was down at Cambridge. Yeah. You know, she ran a 2:36 that day, and you know, that's probably, you know, not going to be on our relay. But then she's like, okay, if Paige isn't going to run one meet, she'll try it. And she did it yesterday and ran a 2:34, which is great. Jaylee has all kinds of potential. She's kind of one of those athletes like Paige that could probably do about any of the events on the track. She's a hurdler, so she really didn't want to give up her hurdles. So she actually did the 2 mile relay back to back with the 100 hurdles. And in her 100 hurdles, she actually came out, and in the 100 hurdles, she came out and then ended up running actually a great time, I thought, in the 100 hurdles. She ran a 16.46, which was her best this season. So, you know, I don't know how to explain that you run a 800 and then you turn around not even a half hour later and run that season's best in the 100 hurdles.
You just get warmed up. You warm her up, huh?
Yeah, right. Her prelims were a little bit slower than that, but her finals were that 16.46. Yeah. And yeah, that was great for her. And then she also ran the 300 hurdles and ended up fourth in that. Maybe didn't run her fastest time of the year, but like I said, she was loaded up yesterday, and she did a great job with that. And then another person on that, with Layson Keller on the relay, which, you know, she really hadn't ran that 400 very much until this year, and she is a solid fixture on that. You know, that relay right now, sitting fourth in Class B, it's a good, great time and a great place to be. That's one that's pretty solid. I mean, that's one that we're going to try to get in and try to place at state. And then Layson Keller comes out in the 100 and gets fifth place, running a 12.393, which is her season's best. She's on our top 10 charts at a 12.57, so you know a step difference on that. She comes out and runs the 200 for the first time this year. Mm-hmm. You know, she was traditionally our 200 runner, and because of the other things she's doing, we hadn't ran her. And so she wanted to try this because this is the prelims and finals meet, and she comes out and ends up running a 27 flat in that. You know, her best is just under that, so it was a great day for Layson as well.
Sprints were fast. Yeah.
The sprints were fast, and the sprints were fun to watch.
Yeah.
Because, you know, we knew this coming in, that you were going to have Hazel Harburg for Kearney Catholic, you were going to have Addie Hunt from Southern Valley, and then you were going to throw in Spargos from Dundee County, and then the Kearney girls, and you knew the sprints were going to be fast, and that's exactly how they looked at. You know, Hazel Harburg runs a 11.74 in the 100, and just dominates, and you know, we were wondering, well, maybe the people out here will have a shot to beat her, but she looked well, and then comes back and runs a 24.25 in the 200, and so did a great job, and sprints were extremely fun to watch yesterday, and it was great because then in the 100, two of our short relay people are in the 100. Malia Hilker got eighth, and you know, it's been a few years since we get two people in the finals of the sprints, and we were just talking about how we're running under 51 usually, and usually we don't have anybody in the finals, and this year, because we have the two, that makes a huge difference.
In the distances, Emma second place in the mile, and then Brecken fifth place in the 2 mile.
Yeah. Emma actually, and then she's the final leg on that 4x4 relay, and she had a tremendous day yesterday. Emma Kappel ran, I think, the best I've seen her run. She came out in the 2 mile relay, and she ran a 2:23 plus split, and so that. Outstanding, and you know that 2 mile relay ran super well. They didn't run as fast as we did because we had replaced Paige on there for this week. But they run she runs at 2:23. Brecken comes back with like a 2:30, and then a 2:34 and a 2:37. So super exciting for that. But then Emma came back and ran her season's best in the mile, running that 5:27, just a little bit quicker than she had ran already, which was outstanding for her. And then she came back and ran like a 62 split in the 4x4. So she had that's the max day that we usually have for her. And she did a great job performing yesterday. And then Brecken, you know, running that 2:30 in that, and running then her 2 mile and placing where she did in the 2 mile. Great for her as well. That's one of those important parts of that 2 mile relay that looks right now, you know, it's sitting, the 2 mile relay is right now in class B, I think sitting fifth in class B. So, you know, the 2 mile relay and our mile relay are the two that we're looking at points at state. You know, the 4x1, we're still trying to figure that one out. It's still going to possibly, hopefully qualify. And just see how we actually can run down towards the wire.
Decisions, decisions, decisions for the Bison coaches over the next 2 weeks, huh?
Yep, and that's why we get, and that's the nice thing about conference and Best of the Midwest,
right,
is we can play a little bit with it, and we can run some different people on the relays, and then we can decide what you're actually going to do. If you're going to focus on the opens, or if we're going to focus on some relays, or whatever it is. And then yesterday was a better day for us in field events as well. We ended up yesterday, field event wise, it was great because Briley Morgan, who's on our top 10 in the triple jump, just over 34 feet, like 34.1. She went 33.11 yesterday, and so that was exciting to see. I think that is going to help her confidence, and so this week I'm positive she'll be over that 34. And, you know, I mean, there's no pressure or anything. It's not that big a deal. She'll get to it by districts, but it's just nice to see that came back and popped back for her. We didn't jump, our top two long jumpers because Malia Hilker was at district music until later in the day, which is no big deal. We deal with that every couple years. Briley Morgan came over from that, and so nothing different there, but it allowed us to take a couple of our other jumpers, and Jenna Wilkinson and Sari Barber, who have on and off jumped varsity for us, but Jenna went 15.2, which is her personal best ever, and so it puts her in a solid spot that she's probably going to jump at conference and at districts in the long jump. Layson had been jumping, and Layson's going to be gone this week, but then she's also kind of ready to step out maybe and just focus on her sprints,
mm-hmm.
So that'll be fun for her to be there. You know, we didn't end up having a pole vaulter. We just couldn't work the conflict out with that, and that's okay because we're going to bring Lenny back and we're going to vault her on Monday just because we can. It's our meet, and give her a chance to actually have a little bit of competition and practice. And then high jump wise, you know, we had pulled Jaylee because she was going to do the two back-to-back things, and ended up Halea went, and we're trying to get some things figured out with Halea. She's just got a little bit of nagging leg stuff, and we'll be ready to go by conference, and hopefully those field events can continue to improve just a little bit.
Boy, that conference meet, I know we talked about Tom with the boys, girls, Ogallala with what they have, what you have, and Gothenburg. It's going to be a fun one to watch, isn't it?
Oh, it's going to be. It should be fun to watch. I was talking to Coach Fruit yesterday and just talking and complimenting him about having the team that the girls group that he has with the Raspies and a couple of the other girls and this year and how, you know, it's fun to see other teams when they are successful. You know, we are used to being that, you know, and so it's fun when there's a group of people that can be good, and they are. When they are on, they are on. It will be tough for us to beat them in the 4x4 when they are on, and even when we are on. But that's great because then that just both of us are in the top four in the state, and so that's exciting when we have that opportunity. But then, yeah, you put in Gothenburg, and then you bring the Minden girls, and you know Minden has some great athletes, especially field event athletes, and some runners, and Gothenburg, like in the you know the girl that runs the mile and 2 miles,
Scout Bell.
Yeah, Scout. Yep. Yeah, I mean she and man, yesterday she had a heck of a day yesterday, and so this meet Saturday will be fun. We're putting it together. You know, I many times talk about you know we don't worry about trophies or plaques or anything like that, but we're going to try to put it together this year and just see what we can do at conference and hopefully the way it looks like the meets we've been at and the meets we've got those this year that we can compete with those teams and we've been successful against them. We'll hopefully continue to be successful on Saturday.
And again, Monday the JV meet, you said 11 o'clock start time. It's a big meet. There's going to be a lot of kids in town for this one, huh?
Yeah, there is. I think there's been 12. There were 12 teams invited. I kind of looked at entries yesterday, but didn't really. But yeah, it's starting a little bit earlier because we have more people here, and we thank everybody in the community that comes out and help. We cannot run our events without you. If there's anybody out there that wants to come lend a hand, we would surely welcome you to help someplace in the meet on Monday. Thank all of the people at school that get that put together. I know it's stressful. But at the end, our system and our group of people, from the people running the timing system, whatever, seems to work out pretty well because we haven't gone to very many meets this year where the timing system hasn't gone down. Mm-hmm. And McCook and Gothenburg are the two that it hasn't. Mm-hmm. So, you know, it's kind of that's a testament to the people that work for us. And we thank you for thank you for all the announcing that you do
you
for
bet.
Us. And thank Bob over here, even though he thinks I demoted him. or wait, maybe it's a promotion going from raking to the pole vault. Yeah, he's not paying attention now, but earlier, yeah. But no, it'll be a great day on Monday, and it's supposed to be super nice. It's
supposed to be near 80 degrees.
Yep.
So they had some issues at Lex yesterday with the timing?
At the end, I think the boys were handheld at the end.
Oh,
at
really?
Least one of the heats. Just because a couple different times their timing system went down. Got it back up, but I don't know if they did it at the end. So
let's hope yesterday was your lone meet where you had to put a lot of clothes on. Hopefully from now on it'll be 75, 80 degrees.
We'll take that. We'll take anything 60 and above.
Right, right, yeah. And no wind.
Right.
Maybe
oh,
a little bit,
nice.
Little breeze. Yeah, little breeze doesn't hurt.
I'm a little worried about conference because it's 82 and 25 mile per hour winds.
Almost too hot.
Yeah,
at times.
Almost too hot.
You bet.